This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he has survived an assassination attempt involving explosive drones. Mr. Maduro was speaking at a military event in Caracas when the alleged attack occurred. Mr. Maduro has blamed Colombia and the United States for the attack. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said the U.S. was not involved.
I can say unequivocally there was no U.S. government involvement in this at all. Within the past couple of hours, I've spoken with our chargé in Caracas, the head diplomatic official down there. He and his staff were up much of the night making sure that Americans in Venezuela were safe.
Venezuelan authorities say seven soldiers were injured and several people were later arrested. NATO's mission in Afghanistan says three of its soldiers were killed when a suicide bomber attacked a combat patrol Sunday. The slain soldiers were from the Czech Republic. An American service member and two Afghan National Army soldiers were also injured in the blast. Just hours before NATO's announcement, the Taliban claimed to carried out a tactical blast against an American military convoy. A strong earthquake on Indonesia's Lombok Island sent people running into the streets Sunday. The trembler, measuring 7.0 on the Richter scale, comes a week after another quake killed 17 people in the area. A tsunami warning was issued in its aftermath, but it was lifted several hours later. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake off the north coast of the island struck 10 kilometers underground. U.S. officials say armed men attacked a convoy of cars carrying the U.S. ambassador to Bangladesh in the capital Dhaka on Saturday night. The ambassador and her security team were able to get away unharmed. This is VOA News.